live out of bricks or stone or whatever, something that's not, you know, protection against fire.
Sure.
And the coal, they had the, you know what the working parts of a stove is?
No, tell me.
Lift your leg and poke. That covers it.
That does, sure does. How about a one-wheel thing with two handles that you use?
Well.
All right. And a small thing you might hold in your hand for sharpening a knife.
Cool.
All right. And a larger one that you might sharpen an axe on.
Grindstone.
All right. And the thing that you drive, the thing I drove up in is a... The kind of a vehicle that I drove up in.
Oh, car.
All right. And you mentioned if you take a car into the service station, you might take it in there. They don't do this much anymore, but they used to get underneath it and...
they could change oil or else, get under there and check the underneath side or whatever it was.
Well, they use a gun, they might get under...
Oh, race gun.
Yeah. When they're doing that to the car.
Alright.
Now they have, nowadays they have tires. The tires are just one piece. But remember, 10, 20 years ago, the tires had a thing inside of them to hold the air.
Oh, yeah, the tubers.
Alright. And now they're what?
The tubers.
Okay. But they used to have. What
the tube.
So
I have tubes.
Yeah, right. Now you told me Abercrombie told me you like to fish, and I wanted to ask you about some things about that. What kind of a boat do you use?
I don't use any boat anymore because it's too much trouble to launch them and things. Mm-hmm. But I can show you a little guy right there on one out the Gulf of Mexico.
Uh huh. That's a beauty. That's a beauty. What do you call the small boats they have for fishing around here?
Oh, well, it's just a flat bottom, about a 14-foot with a leader in the sand. Yeah.
Do you ever call them a Bato or John boat?
Well, I've heard that expression, but then we don't have them with that name yet.
All right. Tell me about the kinds of fish you catch.
Oh, well, we have bass, trout, crappie, and catfish, bream, and the loggerhead turtles.
Yeah. What other kind of turtle? Those are the turtles in the water, right?
Yeah.
Now, how about the ones on land? What do you call them? The
gophers.
Uh-huh. And how about these things that make a croaking sound?
Frogs.
Yeah. Now, the big ones, what do they call them?
Bullfrog.
Yeah. Do you ever hunt those?
Oh, yeah.
And catch those?
Yeah. In the past. Lately.
What do you call that when you go out and stick them?
We just call it frog hunting.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for these little bitty frogs that, they seem to come out after a rain?
Oh, yeah. Tree frogs?
Yeah.
They are species that can climb trees and they can change their color to whatever background.
Yeah. How about the ones that just stay on the land all the time?
See, a toad. They're really not classed as a frog, but it's a toad.
Yeah, right.
A lot of people think they're frogs.
Uh-huh.
I have no objection.
It's all right with you, huh?
That's okay.
Yeah. How about these things you dig out of the ground and use for bait?
Worms.
What kind of different kinds of those?
We have the night. Well, I'm going to call it night walker. It's a little old guy.
Yeah.
Trout fishing, he had a bucket full of night walkers.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the red wigglers and Tennessee wigglers, mm-hmm, and the African worm.
Mm-hmm.
They're all kinds.
Do you ever have anything called just plain red worm?
Oh, yes. That's the natural worm that's been with us that I can ever since know what beauties are.
What do you call that?
Well, just the earth.